Aw, give it up for the deep V. Look at that baby. It's so cute. Aw, that deep V. Aw.
You're fucked up now. Nugget, I have a big poop. Pretty scary. I like boobies, nipples, and pussy too. The difference is, women are stupid. This is being crazy. Am I right? Poop. Holes. This is your feet.
What the fuck?
Deep V.
Yeah.
We're back.
We are.
You know what?
Hmm?
We too have a dream. Deep V at last. Deep V at last. Thank God Almighty. Deep V at last.
Who said that?
Some dude.
Some guy. I remember. I remember seeing something about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Anywho.
You know what nobody ever talks about?
What?
MLK was kind of like a Rolling Stone.
He was.
Nobody mentions that. Like, the crowds that followed him to listen to him talk, He was fucking half of them. MLK.
You're saying he was having sex with half of them?
Yes.
Good for him.
He got bitches.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
MLK, I mean, he believed in a lot of things.
Sure.
Equal rights.
Right.
Peace.
I've heard that.
Monogamy.
Debatable.
Was not one of them. Black History Month.
Yeah.
As we show our appreciation, Deep V.
Yep.
Remember, it's the shortest month
of
the year.
It is the shortest month.
They would give us the fucking shortest
month. Yeah.
You guys got longer wiener, so.
What the fuck's that about, though?
I just told you. That was the thing right there.
Why does it have to be the short month, though?
Because you have the long wiener.
Shouldn't it be like the month that's an inch and a half longer month? You know what I mean? That's what I think. I don't know. It's like a backhanded compliment kind of thing. Like, yeah, we're going to give you the fucking month to show your appreciation, but you know what? 28 days is enough.
Right. Like, Look at you. You can pull that shirt off. Nobody else can.
Yeah. It's very inconsiderate. It's kind of like when your girl says, like, she'll let you have sex with her, but she doesn't really want to.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sounds like rape.
So she's like, well, she's like, just make it quick.
Sure.
So she doesn't even really look at you.
Okay.
She's chewing bubble gum.
Right.
Reading a magazine.
Is there a different way?
Good point.
Yeah.
But that's the comparison that I give.
It is.
To be fair,
mm-hmm.
There's no White History Month.
There's not. You know, there is. There's 11 of them.
Really? Also, though, I feel like that's what the TLC channel is for.
Right.
Everything that you need to know about white people can be found on the Honey Boo Boo TV show.
God damn it.
And The Little Couple.
That's what you get from all white people?
Yeah.
That's fair. Rednecks
and midgets.
Yeah, that's fair.
Well, The Little Couple, it's about two white midgets.
Right.
Okay, emphasis white.
Yep.
One's a doctor,
and
the other's a business owner.
Right.
You know who's not delivering my baby?
The little one?
A motherfucking midget.
Why?
The baby doctor delivers babies.
Right.
The midget doctor. Yeah. See, I called her baby doctor.
Baby doctor.
Because babies and midgets are one and the same thing.
They're about the same height.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I feel like if you need a stepping stool to get on the toilet.
Yeah. You know, can you imagine?
Here.
She's getting the fucking baby. Give me my stool.
Right. Like, delivering babies, that's the big leagues.
Yeah.
Like, you've got some growing up to do there, midget, before you start handling babies.
Put my seatbelt on, my fucking seat, so I can get this baby out.
Right.
Yeah.
Could you imagine being a midget, like, for realsies?
No.
Like, things like simple, basic things, everyday life. The oven. That's a death trap.
That's literally frightening if you think about it.
It is. Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
A microwave on top of the counter?
My God.
Well, that's just something you'll never experience.
That's like the sign on the vending machine that you're afraid is going to tip over on you.
Yeah.
But if a microwave tips over on a midget, they're going to die.
Or what about, like, seeing who's at the door by looking through the peephole? There's a big old world out there that they'll just never see.
They just have to identify everybody by their dick.
Everyone has their own secret knock. Or what about being a man midget?
Go on.
Yeah, like having to put your big old man dick in toddler underwear. I imagine SpongeBob print. How humbling is that?
Terrible.
Oh, man. Well, this has started off good.
Yes.
Did we introduce ourselves?
Nobody has.
We're fucking great.
I'm Ski Ray.
I'm Mike.
And I'm drunk.
He is.
And that's the goddamn truth. Well, coming up, stay tuned. Mm-hmm. We're going to interview, in honor of Black History Month,
yep,
a black woman.
A black woman.
And by black, I mean she owns a pair of red patent leather boots for fashion, okay? In no part of her day is she Ronald McDonald. She legit likes them. She fucking uses words like, I got my eyebrows on fleek. She also says things like, girl. She says that a lot. And when she's mad, this is my favorite. She says,
go on.
Bitch, don't do me. That's what she says. LaQuisha, go ahead, give him one time.
Bitch, don't do me.
Amazing.
All right, well, shit, this is the Black History Month episode. Yep. So what are we drinking today?
Stolen Alizé.
Is it in a brown paper bag?
Of course it is.
Just like Baby Boy.
Yeah.
You know it. It's for the gay thugs. Yeah. But it is amazing.
Them thugs that will get you for your belt. Boy, give me your belt.
You look so good.
I love Alizé. I really
mm-hmm.
do.
Mm-hmm.
It makes me feel closer to my roots, my black roots.
Does it?
You know what I mean? It feels like my welfare check will automatically deposit any fucking second. That's what it makes me feel like. There's no better feeling than blowing a welfare check on cocaine and having your light shut off a month later.
And right? It's not like you're like addicted to cocaine. You know?
Well, I just don't like light.
Right, and you like the smell of cocaine. It's fine.
Yeah, I like cocaine. Yeah. Light's not so much. So when the lights are disconnected, I'm like, oh, finally. You know what I mean?
Give me a sniff of this cocaine.
Drinking Alizé makes me want to wear oversized jeans and slap bitches.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
That sounds like a juggalo.
Pretty nice, pretty nice.
Yeah. I'm talking full fucking palm. Kersplat on your goddamn face.
Right.
Take that, you fucking dirty bitch.
I think that was a Nickelodeon show. Kersplat.
Agree to disagree. I've heard it both ways. I want to ask you something.
Me?
Yeah.
All right.
Is there anything specific about you that you can pinpoint and look to and say, you know what? I'm so black for that.
You saying, like, I'm so black or, like, you're so black?
Like, yours, maybe me too.
I don't know.
Can you pinpoint some things about me? Is that what you're saying?
No, it's like just a question. I feel
like you want to get something off your chest. Like, you know, no, what, you dirty question. Nigger? There is something about you. You fucking slave mongrel.
No, not really. Like, I feel like it's just like maybe hot sauce, right?
Okay, all right.
Like, that's the only thing I can think of.
You have a lot of hot sauce.
I have so many different flavors. I'm part of the Hot Sauce of the Month Club.
Okay.
That's a true story.
Well, then I'm probably a little more ethnic than you are then.
Maybe a little.
Rightfully so, though. Right. You know what I mean?
You like more percentage of black.
Right. I mean, my checking account is overdrawn. That's pretty ethnic of me. You know,
it's a $35 charge every time. I don't know why you're doing that.
I mean, I'm pretty sure I owe you around like $900 or so.
Give or take.
That's so black of me. Give or take. As a matter of fact, all of our listeners, you do not have a black friend unless he owes you money. If you think you have a black friend and he doesn't owe you money, not he's much. Just a light-skinned fucking fraud. That's who that is.
He's a tan Italian, right. You son of a bitch.
The darker they are, the more money they owe me. Ask Wesley Snipes.
That's just science and financial and economy, right?
Right. Well, fucking tell me this then. Is hot sauce a black thing, or has it pretty much become universal?
I think overall... universal.
You think so?
I think so.
I'm gonna probably have to go with that.
Yeah.
Hot sauce is just damn good.
It's so good.
It makes everything better.
Red hot.
It makes everything. It makes everything better to the point to where I should have poured some goddamn Red Devil on my last relationship.
Red Devil's so good.
And maybe I wouldn't be single right now.
Give me a little spice and a little vinegar.
Right. Behind every healthy black relationship
right.
is a big ass bottle of Red Devil. Yeah, the new show.
You use Red Devil as lube?
From time to time.
What?
Yeah, it was the fucking Trojan Ecstasy before the Ecstasy came out.
That doesn't seem safe at all.
Burning the tip of it.
That'll spice things up a bit.
That'll spice it up.
Kick it up a notch. Playing for keeps there.
Emerald style.
Right. You know the new show Empire?
Yep.
With Terrence Howard.
Yep.
What's the chick? Taraji P.
Yep.
You know the real beef is between them two?
What?
They ran out of hot sauce. All they need is to re-up at Costco.
Yeah.
It'd be all good.
It'd be fine.
Yeah.
She wouldn't have gone to jail.
Yeah. Black women are fiery.
They are.
They're like an overcompensating small wrestler trying to prove that they belong.
Okay.
That's what I get.
Okay.
Would you rather date a big black woman or a physically fit white woman? No. Let me rephrase that.
Okay.
Would you rather date a big black woman or a physically fit white man?
Okay. How large are we talking?
Well,
like Rasputia from Norbit?
Uh-huh.
Or like a normal black woman?
Just an uncomfortable size. Like, you go out and you're like,
wait,
you get your big ass away from me.
Why am I thinking about this? I'm thinking black woman. I'm not having sex with a goddamn white man. I don't know why it took me that long to answer that.
It's a tough answer for me. There's just there's no pleasing a big black woman. Not right now, at least.
Yeah.
The McRib is only seasonal. So maybe when it comes back.
People bring in chocolate and strawberries. You just drip down a McRib.
Right.
Yucky.
Yeah, that's just my experience. I can't, I just can't please black women.
Okay.
They're too much for me.
Too much?
Or maybe I'm not enough.
Okay. Well, you're 8 and change, so you're probably enough.
Well, one of them is certain. You know what I mean? It does not matter what I do.
Right.
I could give a black woman the entire fucking world. Literally, the earth.
Right.
Like, I'm going to take it out of the solar system
and
give this to you.
Like, you were Atlas, and you're like, here you go.
Right.
And I gotcha.
And then you know what she's going to say?
What?
What's the matter, nigga? You didn't like Jupiter? You give a white man, same scenario, you give a white man anything. You know what he's going to say?
What?
Thanks, bro.
Even, what?
Yeah.
Is that what they sound like?
Yeah, even if it's a chick that's giving it to him, he's just like, thanks, bro. That's
why do they sound like that?
That's what they say.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro. That's my white impersonation.
Thanks, bro.
Do you sound any different? Say it. Let me hear you say it.
You say it again.
Thanks, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, well, shit. Let me switch it around then.
Yep.
Would you rather be a black woman, a big black woman,
okay,
or a physically fit white man?
That's being a white man. I just feel like I have more opportunities.
Racist. I'm going to need, more definition.
What about you?
To physically fit. Because, define physically fit. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Does that include a clean bill of health? Because Lance Armstrong was looking pretty fit, and turns out he just had ball cancer.
But he still has one ball.
He was shriveling away. Yeah, you know what I mean? Matter of fact, he's got
one marble still sitting in there.
Yeah. During Black History Month, this is actually a good time to do this.
Go on.
I want to induct Lance Armstrong into the Deep V.
Hall of Fame?
Hall of Fame, maybe.
Awesome.
Yeah.
One ball.
Well, exactly. He had ball cancer.
Yeah.
He lost a whole ball.
He did.
Not a piece of a ball.
Right.
Not out my ball hurts.
Right.
Not you kick me in the balls.
Like, you punch my ball so hard. Yeah.
Literally, where's my other ball?
Right. They cut him open and took one marble out.
Right.
Yeah.
He roided up, got back on a bicycle.
Good for him.
Won, what, 5 more Tour de France's?
I don't know. I'm pretty sure they got them all taken away, though.
Yeah. Well, let's not forget the ball.
Right, you're right. That's what I said.
They took his ball. You think he cares about taking the Tour de France's?
A little more.
He lost a ball.
But he's a little more aerodynamic.
Uh-huh.
Because, the ball sits in the middle of the seat instead of on both sides.
Okay.
Ooh. You know what I mean?
Ooh, yeah.
That's just science.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he has my respect forever.
Me too.
Because he was accused of roiding.
Right.
He swore to God.
He did.
Allah.
Mm-hmm.
Mary.
Right.
Joseph.
Correct.
Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Peter.
Yep.
Mark.
Mm-hmm.
Shadrach.
Don't forget Michael.
Meshach.
Yep.
Abednego.
Uh-huh.
Abraham.
Abednego?
Mary Magdalene. Adam. Eve.
Oh.
Then got caught and was like, ah.
You notice he did not swear to Jesus.
Lance Armstrong.
Yep.
This one's for you. On DV's inaugural
right.
Black History Month episode,
right.
It is to you we tip our hats to.
Tip the hats.
Respect, sir.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good liar.
He is.
He must be a pilgrim.
Go on.
Right, right. But I kept saying man mm-hmm. instead of white woman.
Right.
Because white women just aren't my favorite.
They're not?
No.
Okay.
So for Black History Month, I want to take some time.
Okay.
It's just a little bit of time out here.
Mm-hmm.
And literally destroy white women verbally.
Destroying them.
Yeah. I have some things I want to get off my chest.
You have a white woman behind you.
I do. But we say in the DV audio game right. that she's Mexican by injection.
She is. She is Mexican right. by injection. Yep.
Yeah. So my issue with white women.
Go on.
Walking around in public with your foots out carrying your shoes. What the fuck is that about? As a white woman behind me passes out.
She does do that.
Put your goddamn shoes on, you funky white woman.
Cover the foots.
Yeah. Your foots are all dirty, and we all know you're going straight home drunk and getting straight in the bed. Get your life together, woman. You know what else?
What?
Stop cutting your hair with bangs.
I like her bangs.
It's just...
I like your bangs.
It's not cute to me. It's childish. That's what it is.
Not a bang thing?
Not at all. It makes you look seven.
Yeah.
If I wanted to fuck a chick with bangs,
right.
I would patrol your local elementary.
You would hang out with the Kraken.
They're fresh.
They are.
And they listen. Or to timeout they go. There's so many corners in my room.
Four of them. He lives in a hexagon.
Also,
yep.
White women,
mm-hmm.
stop dancing. It's embarrassing. It really is. It's so embarrassing. And it's hazardous to those around.
They flail their arms a lot.
We have no idea where
right.
those elbows are going.
Right.
And they're just so uncoordinated and
sure.
skinny
yeah.
and deadly. You know what I mean?
Sharp.
Also, stop spray tanning. You look weird, okay? You look like a pair of khakis from the 80s.
Aiming towards me.
It could be. I have, however, I'm not going to rip on them too much.
Sure.
Just because I've talked to white women and slept with them.
Right.
You know what I mean? I've slept with them enough to tell you actually the difference between a white woman.
A white vagina and a black vagina?
And a Ooh. Black woman. Well, maybe not so much the vaginas.
Okay.
But just the difference between them as a whole.
Right.
Kind of thing. With a white chick,
yeah.
White chicks don't care about what you're talking about, but black chicks don't give a fuck what you're talking about. You see
Go
the difference
on.
There?
Sure.
Let me give you another example.
Yeah, give me another.
White women have tempers.
All right.
Black chicks have assault charges.
Okay. I'm starting to see the trend.
You seeing the trend
yeah,
here?
Yeah. Give me one more.
Let me give you another one.
Yeah.
White women will hope you die one day.
Okay.
Black chicks will fucking save the date and fucking kill you personally.
Okay.
So dating a white woman is like watching someone else's kids, and dating a black woman is like getting into trouble in high school and always having to be in the principal's office. Neither one is really ideal.
Are you going to become gay?
I don't know. I'm thinking about
That's
it.
That's what it sounds like.
I'm going to write in my diary tonight and decide.
To wrestle about this.
There's, well, the thing about nowadays in 2015, you asked right. me about gay.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's different now.
It is.
There's a lot of interracial couples these days.
There are.
What are we going to accredit that to? Is it MLK?
Okay.
Or is it Paula Patton and Robin Thicke?
Okay, so, like, I'm going to go left turn here.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say Justin Timberlake.
Really?
Yeah, because I feel like even black women are like, I like that. Sexually.
Yeah. Well, I like that sexually.
Yeah, me too.
I like it financially.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it interracially.
I'm pretty sure he created MySpace, right?
Did he?
I don't know.
Probably.
Maybe.
Well, I'm gonna blame fast food.
You're gonna blame them?
Yeah.
Or you're gonna credit them?
Yeah, I'm gonna well, it depends.
Okay.
If I'm talking to a black person, I'm gonna blame them.
You blame them.
White person, I credit them. Yeah. Because white women have fucking butt cheeks now.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like they can put an iPhone in the back of their pocket, and if it rings, that ass is drowning out them rings.
Sure. All so right? You're saying you're thinking fast food?
Well, they have like that seven missed calls ass. You know what I'm talking about? Like,
okay.
No sound is getting out of there.
Sure.
If it weren't for the ass, there'd be no black dudes fucking with white women.
Right.
Because black guys like something to grab onto.
Okay.
Let me give you an example.
Yep.
Would you rather
mm-hmm.
grab onto a nice soft teddy bear?
Okay.
Seems nice, right?
That seems reasonable.
Or a plastic pokey javelin stick.
The tip of the javelin. I'm gonna go with teddy bear.
Me too. Yeah. White women are plastic, poking javelin sticks to me. Have you ever told a black woman what to do before?
Once.
Really?
Yeah, it didn't end well for the back of my head.
Really?
Yeah, it was not solid.
Yeah, I can sympathize because I told a black chick what to do before once.
Yeah.
And, well, you can't really see it on the radio, but I've got, like, this fucking scar on the side of my... It's a gunshot wound. What about a black dude? Have you ever told a black dude what to do before?
Only if I'm bigger.
Really?
If I'm bigger, I will, yeah.
I have.
Yeah?
Niggas don't listen. Because I'm black. And every time I fuck a fat chick, I tell myself, don't do it, Ski Ray.
You didn't even listen to yourself.
I do it anyway, baby. Don't even listen to myself.
Drug Skyler's an asshole.
Niggas is hard-headed. Black History Month, baby. Seems fitting, though, you know, with all this black talk. Mm-hmm. You know what we should do?
What?
We should have a slave draft.
We should have a slave draft.
We should bring it back.
Yeah.
Quick break.
Quick break.
We'll be back.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Tattoos and touchdowns.
Best Sunny Show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
Antisocial Gamer Radio.
Alcohol by volume. My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce.
No! Welcome to Rage Quit Radio.
Get ready for Hippo Juice.
Time for the rage.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
Give it up for the DP.
You're listening to Atomicast.
It's all about me.
Shy kids.
Orange Room.
Warlife Radio!
And we're back.
We are.
Deep V.
Yep.
With our...
Third annual... Slave draft.
Is it third? Is it annual? If it,
no,
is it
it's because like we haven't been 3 years, so it's like
yeah, it's
third,
a try,
third
shifter.
It's our third draft.
And our triangular.
And here it is,
slave draft.
Draft.
And so for people who haven't followed us in the past,
right?
When we do a slave draft,
we do a lot of them.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be a black person.
No,
for our slave.
Racist.
You know what I mean? But we do, what happens is we draft a slave,
right?
And we have to give you guys a reason as to why we want them to be our slave.
Right.
But for Black History Month,
mm-hmm.
today the slave has to be a black person.
Does it?
Yeah.
I don't have blacks.
Yeah. So let's kick this thing off.
Okay.
My first pick.
Okay.
In the 2015 triangular slave draft.
Your first pick.
Yeah.
In the draft.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Did I say 2013?
Yeah. Sounded like it.
Yeah, it did. 2015.
Yep.
I'm going with Bobby Brown.
Bobby Brown?
Husband of the late Whitney Houston's daughter.
Okay.
Bobby Houston.
Wait, she died?
Well, she's about to. She's heir.
She might be dead by the time.
She's heir to the Whitney Houston estate.
Right.
Okay? She's now on life support.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably soon to be moving on to the east side. And by east side, I mean the... east side.
Right.
The side where you never come back from because it's nice and eternal.
Right.
You know what I mean?
It's more of the deep south.
Yeah. Side. So why do I draft Bobby Brown, you ask?
Why?
Somebody's got to inherit that money.
It's true. It makes sense.
Yeah. How about you?
I didn't get a black person.
You didn't get a black person?
No.
Who'd you get?
I'm gonna tell you who I got anyway.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump.
Yep.
Tell me more.
For saying the hard R on Fox. Okay. And...
Hard R. Do you want to say something?
No.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not going to say it. I feel like he snores the N-word. I'm not going to say it.
He probably does.
He does.
He looks like he snores the N-word.
He does.
Yeah. Nigga. All right. Well, I'm going to go with my second round pick.
Yeah.
Raven Simone.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Here's lesbian.
Yeah.
Let me
elaborate.
Go on.
Not only is she worth $300 million...
No, she's not.
Emphasis on million.
Yeah. Emphasis.
Yes.
I had to break that down in my head for a second. Like,
dear God, Black History Month.
But the other reason why I'm drafting
yep.
her is because I also want to hold a doll up to her face
yep.
and tell her to point to where Bill Cosby touched her.
That makes sense.
Yeah. That would be entertaining. I'm gonna be so drunk. It's gonna be good.
It would be good.
Yeah.
And she's a lesbian, so that's even better.
Yeah, more the merrier.
Even more.
It ain't no fun if the homies can't have none.
1 + 1 = 2.
There it is.
Here it is.
Who you got?
Les Wexner. You know who that is?
Who
exactly.
Is
he is the guy who runs Victoria's Secret.
Okay.
I feel like that's just a good guy to have in your pocket.
Right. Right. I like that pick.
He's a good guy to own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good roster move.
Yeah.
It's for the future.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a future draft pick.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like that.
I like that.
My final pick.
Go on.
Is it my final pick?
It's your final.
Yeah, it is.
Because I got one more.
I'm going to go with Taraji P.
Mm.
Cookie from Empire.
Cookie?
Yvette from Baby Boy.
I love Cookie.
You know who I'm talking about.
I love Cookie.
She's not even really attractive, though.
No, she is.
I mean, she's cute. But not like, oh my god, she's so beautiful.
As Cookie, she's not. But like, she gained some LBs for the role.
Really?
Yeah.
So when you think Taraji P, you think beautiful?
I think, like, I like to hit that.
Really?
Sexually.
Well, I can go with that because I do want to fuck the shit out of her. Yeah. I want to give her daddy dick. I want her to cook them tacos and clean. For my niggas that seen Baby Boy knows that reference, all right? She gonna cook them tacos.
Sure.
And she gonna clean.
Right.
No, but seriously, though, I want to poke a hole in my condom and just let one go.
Right.
I call that the American roulette. Black history.
I got one more.
Go ahead.
My last pick. It's one in the left park.
Uh-huh.
Left park?
I don't know what that is.
Doesn't matter.
All right.
Abraham Lincoln.
What?
I thought it'd just be, like, funny because of the irony and everything.
Old age. Okay. Well, that makes sense. You know, the whole, I mean, 400 years of slavery is unbelievable.
So many years.
Well, it turned out to be one hell of an off-season workout. You know what I mean? I'm going to give you 60 seconds to name 10 American-born white NBA basketball players.
60 seconds?
Yeah.
I'm going to name off 5 of them, probably.
Let me hear.
Okay, Steve Nash.
Uh-huh.
Jason Kidd. Doesn't play.
Steve Nash is Canadian.
Damn it. Jason Kidd. Does he play?
No. He's got black in him.
Shit. Guy with good fundamentals. Guy who tries really hard. Do those count?
I'm going to give you those.
That's all I got.
Incredible.
Kyle Korver.
Okay, there you go.
There it is.
At the buzzer.
Maybe the first one.
I love it. All right, well, do me this then.
Yep.
If you were black,
yep.
What would your name be?
Easy.
Uh-huh.
Reggie.
Well, really?
It seems like they're good athletes. Do you know a bad athlete that's named Reggie?
Reggie Bush, Reggie White.
Bingo.
Reggie Wayne. Damn.
Yeah.
He's right.
All right. Reggie.
Okay.
Reggie Jackson.
I didn't think it's Reggie. Yep, yeah, there we go.
Reggie Miller. God damn, we on a roll.
I'm Reggie.
All right.
I'm Reggie.
I can see that. Damn it. I hate my name now.
What's your name?
I went with Kamariante.
Kamariante?
Does that even exist? I don't know. It just sounds like someone who's got things going on. You know what I mean? Like, he needs to sort some shit out in his head. You know, bills, child support, when the next Air Jordans come out.
His name.
I've heard of some crazy black people names.
Me too.
Give me some of your favorites.
I played with somebody named Ty Wo.
Ty who?
Ty Wo.
Ty Wo.
Ty Wo.
Give me some spelling.
T-I-A-W-O.
95.5 K-Y... Oh,
the coyote.
What about the dude for, I don't know what team he plays for in the NFL, DeBrickashaw.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
DeBrickashaw Ferguson.
What a good name.
Yeah.
Anything that starts with a day.
Delisha. Daciana.
Shishasha.
Right.
SpongeBobisha.
Daniqua. You got another one?
Barbisha. Bonquiqui. I have a few of them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, how about Rainisha? How about for a guy, what about the nigga named Quan?
Q-U-A-N?
He sells nickel bags on the corner of the block, son. I went to high school with a chick named September.
No, you didn't.
I swear to God.
I know a broad name, January.
Yeah, he knows a chick named January.
January Jones.
If your name
Who's
is
a white woman,
if
by
your
the
name
way.
Is any month, I feel like the dad just wrote the goddamn name where it says... date. You know how you can get that mixed up with the lines?
He just put the two dots on there like same as above. Same as above.
Well, What about another dude name that's funny to me? Trey.
Trey?
Just Trey.
Just anything Trey.
Trey.
Go on.
That's a nigga for sure. Trey is good in lots of things.
Yep.
Running.
Yep.
Not math.
No.
Basketball.
Basketball's probably pretty good at, yeah.
Slinging dope.
Yep.
And I believe he was in, what was that movie? Was it Boys in the Hood?
Boys in the Hood.
Trey. Yeah. You want to see a dead Boys body? Yeah. This would actually, you got any other ones?
No.
None.
Mm-mm.
Well, this is going to go perfect into our next segment then.
Okay.
Let's do You Look Like, our You Look Like segment.
Oh, You Look Like.
But with black people.
All right.
All blacks.
Only blacks.
Yes. First one.
Yep.
This is where we name a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
Today for Black History Month, they're going to be a black celebrity.
Right.
And we tell you what they look like.
Right.
Let's start off with Missy Elliott.
Let's do it.
All right. To me, Missy Elliott, she looks like a black Harley Davidson with a salvage title. Right? Like
she does.
Yeah. Yeah. Like she's put together, but like with parts.
Fresh off the salvage.
Yeah.
She looks like that aunt that your parents are like, no, don't hang out with her. She's made some choices.
She looks like a leukemia patient after a successful blood drive. Like the 5 gallon bucket is full of quarters.
She looks like she has the mouth strength of an alligator.
Oh, she does. She does. What about Richard Sherman?
He looks like the face you make when you see a spider.
And Richard Sherman, we're talking about the corner for the Seattle Seahawks.
Right.
He looks like Juwan Man decided, you know what? Play football.
Let's do this. Let's make the sequel, baby. He looks like he kisses an egg and puts it in his pants before the game.
Okay.
Senka from Cool Runnings.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got that one. Senka. He looks like the first slave that realized freedom was to the north. His nostrils got big and that nigga took off. I smell freedom. Master's not gonna catch me in the north. Wade in the water.
Oh my god.
Oh shit.
These nostrils are so bad.
Okay. How about Blue Ivy, which is of course the daughter of Jay-Z and Beyonce.
It is, yes. I think she looks like she calls people peasants and commoners.
How old is she? A 3?
I don't know.
God damn.
A dollar old? I don't know.
She's ugly. She looks like Chef Boyardee left out overnight.
That's perfect.
A rigatoni.
I lazy a 60-second rigatoni.
She looks like the little boy from Little Wild Thornberries.
Yeah. She looks like God's hilarious joke to Beyonce to say, slow your roll.
This is yours, Drake.
Right. How about Rajon Rondo?
Who do you got?
Point guard for the Dallas Mavericks.
Dallas Mavericks. That's right, that's right. He looks like Franklin on Nick Jr. Grew up to be a good basketball player.
He looks like he tried to squish his head through a fence. And he got all smooshed.
He got all smooshed. He looks like he watches Rocket Power, not ironically.
He looks like a survivor of a fatal car crash. And he's going through rehabilitation, learning how to walk again. That's what he looks like.
You know he roller skates? For realsies?
Rajon Rondo?
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
But not like a good roller skater.
No, like he's a, like... Whoa, 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 whoa. No, he's like a good one. Like a weirdo.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, that makes sense.
It does. It's
fucking psycho. Yeah. How about Kevin Garnett?
Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
He looks like what comes out of a basket when an Indian plays a flute.
Shit that won't come out when you're taking a shit. You get up and walk around for 12 minutes. Boom! He's that piece of shit.
Oh my god! I can't.
Oh my god!
You got another one?
I got another one.
All right.
He looks like something you throw bread at through a fence and poke with a fucking stick. Do something, you fucking nigger. This is enough of Kevin.
Two chains. What does he look like?
He looks like an instructor of something that if there was to be called hip-hop yoga.
He looks like Big Bird and Whoopi Goldberg had sex.
He looks like he pronounces the G in lasagna.
Lasagna.
Yeah.
He looks like what's under the alien costume.
Okay. Oh. Forrest Whitaker.
Forrest Whitaker. He's the guy with the eyeball, right?
Yeah, the eye. Yeah.
He looks like he had a successful career selling shrimp with Tom Hanks.
Yeah, he looks like what will happen to you if you eat McDonald's for 3 months straight. He's got the fucking rogue eye and shit. Have you seen that fucking eye?
It's so weird.
Goddamn vigilante eye. It does what it wants to do. Literally anything.
It really does.
Jorah Part was like, sit still, and it was like, no.
No. Back to Mexico.
Yeah. He looks like the inspiration for Kermit the Frog.
He looks like when Al Roker had sex with a box of wrinkles.
Oh my god. That's disgusting. What about Dave Chappelle?
He looks like the kid from Everybody Hates Chris was supposed to look like when he grew up.
Okay. Dave Chappelle, to me, he looks like he chews his soup. Right, Dave Chappelle does. He looks like instead of paper or plastic, he brings an environmentally safe shopping bag to the grocery store. That's what he uses to shop.
Jackass.
Let's do Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah.
He looks like he secretly listens to Taylor Swift and Beck and doesn't want people to know.
Probably. He looks like his dad didn't acknowledge his accomplishments as a kid, so he's lashing out. You know what I mean?
He looks like Dave Chappelle got punched in the face 10 times.
He looks like he watches children at the playground from across the street behind a bush.
Pretends pets his beard.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm out of celebrities to talk about.
Me too.
So let's take a quick break.
Quick break.
And then we're going to come right back
mm-hmm.
with LaQuisha. Go ahead. Give him a girl on the way on the
it
outro.
It is La.
LaQuisha?
LaQuisha.
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 Excuse me, girl. Well, we will be right back.
UOEN, no.
We'll be right back, but probably not on time.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and 2? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on morelikeradio.com.
We are back.
We are.
We are.
We're back with the black person. Her name is legitimately LaQuisha.
LaQuisha.
LaQuisha, how you doing?
I'm good.
You good?
Mm-hmm.
Are you black?
Extra.
Well, say it loud.
I'm black and I'm proud.
Hey! Okay, well, first things first then.
Yep.
So just tell our listeners about your hair. Like, did you go and get that out of aisle 7? Or what?
It was aisle 4.
All right. Well, just so our listeners know how black you are and know how legit this goddamn interview is, tell us what your eldest brother does for a living.
Oh, he's a rapper.
He's a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For real rapper.
He got flow.
and your youngest brother, how old is your youngest brother?
22. Yeah.
Where does he live?
With my mama.
With your mama. And what does he do for a living?
Not a damn thing. Okay. Oh my goodness.
And your biological father, where is he?
Fuck if I know.
Right. You about the blackest motherfucker we can find. Okay, alright.
True or false? You have multiple earrings the size of grapefruits. You have some on right now.
True.
I feel like there's not an earring you have that I couldn't throw a goddamn vortex football through.
It will whistle the whole way through.
They're on aisle 1 in hair store.
Okay, all right. Do our listeners a favor and just say girl one time for them.
Girl. Oh,
that's my new ringtone. True or false? Do you cook and cater for your man? I guess it wouldn't be true or false. That's just a question.
No.
Why not?
Because.
That's rude.
That's not rude.
It is rude.
I might make your plate, but I'm not, like, making it for you.
Like, the whole thing. I want
you're
going to
begrudgingly make his plate?
I'm going to make this black ass out of spite.
His fucking plate, yes, which is stank ass.
Right.
I hope you hungry, and right. You better eat that motherfucker, too.
Exactly.
Slams plate down.
God damn. Mm-hmm. What's that about? Why are you so salty?
What? The food's not salty.
So you can cook?
I can cook.
He just got to make his own plate.
Yeah.
God damn it, black woman. What is it about black women that makes y'all so strong and independent? Because you guys say that a lot. You know, and what you like to cite why you're so strong and independent is slavery. Because what happened 400 years ago is impacting your present. That is just like a black chick to get caught up on some shit from 400 years ago. Okay? Nigga, don't think I forgot about what you did 400 years ago. Do you remember?
But it's true.
It's true?
We don't forget shit. We got the minds of elephants. Okay? Up in here.
Have you ever been with a white guy?
One.
Ooh.
One
go
white
on.
Guy.
Yeah.
From high school.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Nice.
Extra.
Extra. Oh, she put the extra on it?
Yeah. White's one?
Like, not one sauce. She put two sauces on it. Give a little extra flavor. Damn. Yeah. Okay.
I feel like the white's got 1 point there.
Yeah.
Because he was nasty. Yeah. He do stuff niggas don't do.
Ooh.
Like? So, go on.
Like ass and pussy all together. Like extra shit.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like
or
one
the first night.
Like one big ice cream lick?
Yeah.
A big wipe like all the way through.
It was like a lick and a swirl.
Oh!
So, yeah,
I ain't doing that shit.
Fuck that.
Is that what's going on, Mike?
Yes. Yes. She doesn't want to tell you it was me.
God damn. Hey, well, okay, tell me this then, because rumor has it that black women do not give head.
I've heard this.
So hell,
I want to know, LaQuisha, do you suck dick?
No.
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 Elaborate.
Ew.
Wait, you were just saying the white guy licks and swirls, but you won't suck the popsicle.
No, he can be all up in his mouth.
That's racist.
No. Sounds selfish. He can eat your butthole. But you can't just give a little sucky suck.
No.
No.
It's
about
me.
Okay, all right.
It's about
that
you.
Makes no goddamn sense.
What's your stance on anal?
I don't know. I tried it, but it hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked?
It just hasn't worked.
It's because you've only been with one white guy.
What do you mean it hasn't worked?
It just never went in.
Okay. Okay, it was just like... No, I'm not accepting this. Card denied.
No, I was, willing. It just didn't happen. It just hurt.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Did you finish that night?
I did, yeah.
Okay. All right. I have a question for you, black woman. Do you have a leopard print steering wheel?
In my Honda, I used to.
Amazing.
Yes.
Do you wear big hats at church and fan yourself and say, I do declare?
No, you have to be graduated to that. Those are the mothers of the church, so 65 and above.
65 and
yeah.
up.
65 and above, be like,
I'm getting the touch of the vapors.
Exactly.
Well, preach. Okay. All right. How about this one? There's a couple of silent killers of the black community, two of which are diabetes and sickle cell. So I'd like to know, which one do you have?
Neither.
Neither?
No.
Okay, all right.
Good for you.
Are you sure?
Probably in 15 years. When
was the last time you went to the doctor?
I go all the time, actually.
When's the last pap smear you had?
Yeah, 6 months ago.
And that's when they investigate the vajayjay.
Exactly.
The vagina.
Is it a male doctor?
No.
It's a woman?
Yeah.
And she
did you ask for a male?
Yeah. No.
You're like, give me the guy.
I really
please.
Don't care. I just go to whoever accepts
sure,
my
sure,
shirt.
Sure.
Whoever's got 10 digits of fingers. Go ahead and tickle around there.
Right.
Okay. Check it out, baby. Okay.
All right.
I got one. Did you graduate high school or are you just another statistic?
I didn't graduate. I'm actually far from a statistic.
Are you?
Could, hey, hey, don't get mad at me. Just asking the questions.
Yeah.
I'm going to get up off me.
You hear that?
All that's, on my bumper.
That's right. Violent.
It was.
I want to. That makes me wonder. What gang are you affiliated with? And
so
if
who?
And if none, are you wearing a wire?
I'm not in a gang, but red's my favorite color.
Red is your favorite color?
Mm-hmm.
Is that why you own red patent leather boots?
Yes, thank
what
you.
What do you wear with those?
Whatever fits. I don't know.
Just whatever, just suspenders.
I only wear those like when it's rainy and cold.
How many pairs of Jordans do you own?
That's a good question.
A lot
of Jordans.
Yes. I'm actually, tomorrow the Oreos drop, so I'm buying those tomorrow.
What? Wait, what's an Oreo? Like the cookie?
It's a type of Jordan. Yeah, it's a type. It's like the black and white color.
Yeah.
I figured it was black and white because the Oreos are black and white.
The retro fours.
You buy so many Air Jordans, so clearly my next question is, what position do you play? Because you must play basketball, right?
No.
Oh, you don't? Mm-mm. You just buy Jordans?
Yes.
Next question.
Do black people get, like, punch cards for Jordans?
Yeah.
Like, you get, like, one free, like, after, like, 100?
Yeah.
No.
Is that real?
You don't always get them. You don't always get them. You have to stand in line.
She doesn't have the punch card.
Yeah.
When I say the word grits, what do you think?
Ooh. Ooh. You niggas cooking?
I do declare.
Extra good, though, with some butter and some sugar.
They are good.
Butter
I like
and
grits.
Sugar.
Yeah.
So you don't do the butter and salt?
No.
I thought you was a real nigga.
Hey.
No.
Next guest. LaQuisha.
Guess what I put on my grits?
What?
Hot sauce.
Okay. It's Louisiana, good. Though?
No.
No.
Louisiana hot sauce is disgusting.
You're whack. Ew.
Texas Pete.
Ew.
What else do you eat with your grits?
Bacon. Biscuits,
good.
Homemade. Mm.
You do, what is that? Biscuits and gravy?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's so white.
Is it?
Biscuits and gravy? It's like a southern thing.
No, it's a white thing.
Is it?
That's yeah, it's like,
food.
Give me a dog head wrapped in old Ebony magazine.
What you know about an Ebony magazine? Are you do you subscribe to Jet magazine?
Not anymore.
What's the new thing?
I have to pay my cable bills.
Well, okay. What was the last year you were a member of BlackPlanet.com?
2006.
Oh!
2006.
Okay, okay. Did you ever meet anyone on there?
Yeah.
How's your love life then?
She's on plenty
Is
of
that
fish.
That good?
You're on plenty of fish?
Ew.
Where do you meet men?
At work and yeah.
Black guys?
All type. I don't discriminate.
Doesn't matter.
I don't discriminate.
You kind of discriminate.
But I don't like Asians. Like.
What do you have against Asians? I don't discriminate, but Asians don't fuck with me.
Yucky. Because
I heard they're not working with much, so.
Oh.
Not trying to.
The peanut size.
Yeah. You gotta be working with a monster.
Oh.
She did the arm and everything. A monster. Roll that shit out.
She did the arm. She grabbed the elbow and like a baby arm holding an apple.
So when you heard there was monsters under the bed, you was like, nigga, where?
Right? I was never scared as a child.
Oh, okay. All right. You lost your virginity early. Well, hey, listen, we appreciate you coming out, DB,
yep.
Putting up with this bullshit.
Yep.
One more time for our listeners, say it loud.
Oh, girl.
Nope, was looking for I'm black and I'm proud. Well, goddamn. On that, that's why it's the shortest month of the year. Well, listen, all of our listeners, we appreciate y'all listening today. Go ahead and follow us on Instagram at, what is it?
OfficialDB.
That's our Instagram.
Yep.
Or you can follow us on Twitter at OfficialDB.
It's so easy.
Yeah. Look us up there. Our Facebook is just DB.
Just fucking type it.
Yeah. Appreciate everybody. This is the official Black History Month episode.
It is.
Shout out MLK.
It's very fitting that it's the second to last day of the month.
You thought we forgot, but we was just on color people time. We're a little late.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Shout out MLK because I do love the days off of work.
You know what I mean? Me too.
Yeah. I also like freedom and that type of stuff.
Yeah. But like the days off of work is like a big part.
Exactly.
That's like the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, shout out to 93% of the NBA and the NFL.
Right.
Shout out y'all out. Shout out to 0.001% of the PGA and the NHL.
That's Tiger Woods and the other black guy in the NHL.
And you know what? I think our listeners think I forgot.
I bet they did think
they,
that.
I know that
they I know that they were, like, I hope, like, 173 of them or 179 of them were like, ooh, did you forget?
176.
76.
There it is. The countdown. The best pieces of ass
Sir Skiray has ever had goes like this. Number 10.
Number 10.
I'm going with Olivia.
Olivia!
She's coming in at 6'2". She's tall and for show, got it all.
It's the Black History, but he's introducing them like NBA players.
Yeah, yeah, this is the All-Star Weekend.
Number nine,
we got Kia. She was the sister of a good friend of mine in high school. Thanks for never telling your brother about us. You're the real MVP.
At number eight,
Amanda. I met you on Black Planet. Awkward part, you were white and redheaded. Thank you, ma'am. The pussy was good. Duh.
And small guard number seven.
I'm going with Fabiola. Ay, mommy. I couldn't understand a word you said when I met you in the club, but thank God for text. Your English is so broken and sexy. Your citizenship is questionable, and for that, I thank you.
And number six.
Number six, I'm going with Sakina. Sakina, let me tell you something. If you ever come back to town, please God, call me. You walked around my grandmother's house butt asshole naked with heels on and some random whips and chains and shit, and we filmed it. I take back what I said previously. It is you, man, that are the real MVP.
And the bottom half, number five.
Number five, we're bringing it down here.
Oh yeah,
we're going with Christina. You, ma'am, are absolutely beautiful. More importantly, flexible. The first night we did it, I pulled your panties down. You stopped me and said, wait. Just so you know, I get so wet I have to wear panty liners as I proceeded to then pull down your crinkly Huggies diaper thong. I found out, girl, you couldn't have been more goddamn right. And for that, I wish I could regularly thank you. Call me.
And number four.
Number four, we're bringing it in with Jocelyn. Who would have thought so much sexual talent was sitting in the back row of church? Amen. Hallelujah. Can I get one?
And the top three. Here number three.
Number three, I'm bringing it in with Nicole Banks. You are a goddamn porn star. You definitely brought your homework with you.
And number two.
Number two, I'm going with the baby mama. We have a son together, so obviously I left it in longer than I should have. We have a child. My son's head is the size of a regulation basketball hoop, and you squished it through that slit. That is impressive, man. And for that, I thank you. Coming in at number one.
Whoa. Number one. The drum roll.
Grand finale.
Number one.
Royce the couple's mama.
God damn.
DP, we out this bitch.
You feel that way, baby, let me take away your
you feel that way. Baby, let me take away.